up in the streets. Oh. Shit, middle finger to us, they love the hate and sneak this sick. I'm not waving, they can't swim in the deep end. Pull up with their blessings, so clean, saying she eating.
Oh, yeah, check this out on Apple Music right now. Don Dada. Featuring Cold Case. Oh, yeah, we taking shots today, y'all. We taking shots today. It's a good Sunday. It's a good Sunday.
Put your hair on your chest, boy.
It's okay.
Hey.
What's going on, yo? What's going on? Back like we never left. Back for another episode. It's your boy, Brett. To my right, I got the good co-host. I think he's a little lit right now for one shot, but it's cool. We got good brother Lope. You feel me? Good brother Lope.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Lope.
Yeah, we back. We got a special guest on this episode. I'm going to let him introduce himself. You feel me?
The risk taker himself.
The risk taker himself. Okay.
The risk taker himself. Okay. Only.
All right.
Lonnie. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, thank you for having me on here.
Okay. Tell him where you're from. Tell him where you're from.
Definitely from Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all for having me on here, man. I heard y'all thing been doing, you know, crazy numbers.
Yeah, it's been doing what it's supposed to be doing, you feel me?
Crazy numbers.
Just trying to boost it up a little bit, you know. Bring the vibes and the frequencies in the play.
Okay, that's what I like to hear, man. Thank y'all, man.
All right. So, how you been? How you been, good brother?
I'm good. I'm just over here trying to figure out the volume situation. It might be him. He got to get closer to him.
Is it me?
Yeah. You got to be closer to the mic.
Oh, all right. There we go.
There you go. Right.
See, you can't be.
See,
that's what I'm telling you.
You new to this. When I'm new, you know what I'm saying? I got to figure it out.
Take my shot right now.
They be honest about this volume. So,
do they?
Yeah, they be on me.
They be honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
They be honest. Brad's too loud. Lope's too quiet.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he knew y'all. Give me some slack.
Yeah.
But how you feeling this week? How was your week?
Oh man, it was busy. I just got done doing this pop up shop, you know what I'm saying, out in Newark, you know, Love Fest.
Out Newark?
I mean out Newcastle,
okay.
Right? Newcastle.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't wanna mess around with your hood.
Oh woo.
Yeah, man, I don't want to mess with
you. He's been pulling this since the last couple months.
You know, it's crazy.
Come on, it's crazy because he know where I'm from. He know where I'm from.
I mean, how many years you did out there? Newcastle, you was out there? You was out there like.
I've been out Castle for
a minute.
A minute.
Long enough to say you're from there.
But at the same time, I was on the other side for a long time. So.
That's why I say
it's half and half. Like
it's half and half.
Yeah, like people know me from out there, but at the same time, I'm from here.
From being strictly from the city yesterday, you got a lot of love.
It's because I know people.
I ain't saying you don't.
That's just
I'm just saying you got a lot of love.
It's like all right, if we go out Baltimore, you probably know a lot of cats out Baltimore. If I go out there with you, I probably know.
That's a far leap. We talk about Wilmington to Newcastle.
But we talking about at the same time the same shit. You was in Wilmington, and then you migrated a little bit to Baltimore. You know a lot of people out Baltimore, just like I probably know a lot of people. You probably know more than me.
I don't know.
But at the same time,
we talking about the same state, though.
I get what he's saying.
I get what he's saying, too, but I'm just saying.
You claim up the street.
That's where I'm from. I'm just saying.
I feel you, though. Mm-hmm. I respect it. Mm-hmm. You just know him. Put it like that.
Yeah.
You know him, you just know him.
Because the same people I know out there, they know you.
You that guy.
Shit. You the man. If I'm that guy, you that man. You feel me? That's what we're going to do that. Just over here cheesing the shit.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
I don't think the people know. Did y'all say y'all cousins? don't think the people know.
No, this ain't play cousins. Yeah, this ain't my cousin from
that's big cuz.
Yeah.
Got big cuz on the episode this time.
Little cuz got me on here. He put me on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, sir. I just had to let the people know.
Oh yeah, family. You know what I mean? Sticking together.
But how was that pop-up shop for you? How'd you like?
I was actually, you know what I mean, more popping than I thought it was gonna be. Because I've done a few pop-up shops and they don't really be turning out like that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like
as far
they
as
hit or miss. Like far as people coming, people spending money, stuff like that. Like, because I've done two myself. Been to like two other ones, so I did like four total. My first one kind of was like, you know, kind of lit, you know what I mean, but then it died off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Then I went to one and I kind of seen like, and I was just going, like I wasn't even a vendor at that joint, so I just seen that joint. I was like, dang, I guess people don't really be popping up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It shows, you know what I'm saying, where your brand is at.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, because I also know, you know, certain people, you know what I mean, they say I'm going to Texas, they got people that'll follow them to Texas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just building up that brand, you know what I mean, and getting it out there so that people can see and they gonna fuck with you. Mm-hmm. If they buy into your story and buy into who you are and you're a real nigga, then they gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, I would say that to one of my folks out there. Like, just a simple fact, like even if somebody don't buy it, like they walking past and seeing it, like, oh, all right, that shit definitely different. Like, everybody table out here ain't like this. So even if I don't buy right now, like, I next time I see it, I'm like, oh, that's the same person I seen at the last joint.
The one thing I can say is that I don't look at my brand as like it's out there like that as much. You know what I'm saying? But I did get a lot of, oh, I seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So that felt good. You know what I'm saying? Like, far as like knowing that my brand is being recognized and starting to, you know, be out there a little bit more than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know what I mean, I'm getting on podcasts, you know, starting to do different vendors, and I'm great, start traveling with this vendor stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm actually looking that stuff up now. I was looking up earlier. I'm trying to get out to Vegas. I'm trying to get out to LA. Definitely
trying to get out both of them spots. I've been
to both, but I want to go back. But
I want to go on the Brandon type time now.
I don't care like what time we going. I just want to be in them two areas.
So let me ask you this. How'd you come up with your brand? How'd you come up with the whole Risk Taker?
So Risk Taker, it started out with making like beaded braces, but it was on some old type time, like if you tell me I can't do something, I'm gonna prove that I can. So one of my good friends has been in the designing industry. And he does cut and sew. So he didn't create it like custom pieces and stuff like that. He actually, you know what I mean, when we was in high school, he sold a couple of designs to DKNY back in the day when he was jumping.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, like that's like hard. I'm talking about like 11th grade, like, you know what I mean? So he was somebody that I looked up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I always kind of wanted to be in this world, but I didn't know where I was going to fit in. So, and I used to wear braces a lot, you know what I mean? People would be like, "Yo, like that's different." You know what I mean? Like, and then all of a sudden I decided to start making them. And then that's why I spelled like WRIST, like wrist. Like, I'm on your wrist.
Yeah.
So then, so actually, for real, like, it was just started, like, I'm proving a point to him that I could sell anything almost. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't.
That's the hustler in this,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like,
that's
it ain't like.
Hustler in this,
man. You know what I mean? Ain't like just selling drugs, you feel me? I'm saying? Like, any drug sell himself. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, but that same person got to be able to sell, you know what I mean? You can't sell a box or a fan or liquor or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to sell different stuff. And I wanted to prove that point that I could sell whatever, and that's who I am.
Yeah.
So it kind of, like, once I got to the point where I was like when I made my first 1,000 off just beaded bracelets, like, I kind of stopped because it was just like, that was a success point for me. But I was enjoying the creativity, so it had to evolve into something. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just start making clothes, making tops, making t-shirts and stuff like that. So it kind of, you know, the perspective of Risk Taker changed, right? So then it was like, I'm looking at the world we live in, and it was like, I hear people talking to me all day about like, y'all, I wish I could do this, I want to do that, and but I just, it's always a but, right?
Yeah.
But I don't live like that. I live like, if I fail, I fail. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's something I actually like. It was kind of like a topic I was gonna talk about, like doubt. That's kind of like what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I don't have that. Like, yeah. Like, no matter what it is, you feel what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna do that shit.
Doubt kills so many dreams.
It what? Definitely
you feel
do.
Me? Like, what? It kills so many dreams.
It does.
It definitely
you
does.
You know what I mean? And when you, and I call it like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're thinking behind that closed door, right? When you're alone. It ain't about like when you out here in front of people, you like you putting on that smile and you fronting, like it ain't about that. That ain't the truth, bro, all the time. Like some people can stand in that truth.
Nah, that shit come down. Like that shit.
You feel
me? That's how I be like when I'm going through something. Like you gonna see that shit on my face. But like, no matter how bad I try to smile and do all that shit, you gonna notice.
It's like what he said. When you behind closed doors, it's just you.
When you that
all that shit, that front, you really looking at mirror. It's like all that front don't matter. You see right past that shit.
And speaking of the mirror, a lot of niggas can't.
And that shit goes back into one of the other episodes. That shit will put you down. Like that shit.
That go back into one of the other episodes when I said the moment when you can look in the mirror and know like you looking at the truth, that's when your life becomes like all right.
People be asking me like, so I did questions the other day on Instagram and I got mad questions. This is probably the most questions I ever got. Right. Adam, but one of them was like, what's like your regret in life and shit, right? Mm. Yo, one of my only regrets in life is not taking sports serious. Mm. That's one of my biggest ones. It's probably my biggest one because I was always nice. But I never practiced. I was just naturally good.
Right, right.
And that's just never practiced.
But you know what's crazy? What I try to tell people all the time, right? Because I'm the opposite of you, right? So I'm not good unless I work out.
Bro, like, so it was crazy, but
that's a gift and a curse for you.
Yeah, but if I had to work ethic when it comes to like sports and stuff now, working out, I ain't do none of that back in the day.
Right, right.
You feel
right.
me? So like to me, I just let sports pass. I was nice at baseball, but never took it serious. It's nice,
bro. I stopped playing baseball in 7th grade, bro. I was guilty of, you know what I mean, following where my friends is at, right? So all my friends hoop, but I wasn't the best hooper.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? But so that means that I went from being great to average just
well,
based off
with ball, following that. I always felt like I was the best, but I never showed it. Doubt.
That's
because
right.
In a game I wouldn't show it, but in
outside that'd be right. Different. That's how it was. Around. I ain't gonna lie. That's how it was with me when can't I hold me. Howard. Like, in the games I was like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
The same people
moment
in the
we
game
get outside, I'm killing
outside,
everybody.
I really kill you.
That's I'm how, killing yeah. every single. Mean? Like I was more like
it's something about that people. It's something about eyes on me.
Yeah, I'm outside. But you know what people don't.
I wasn't good with all the odds.
You know what I learned that people don't understand though, yo, like. One thing, yo, you can be afraid of success.
Yeah.
And that
could stop. Damn like, right. Yo, be like,
baseball, well. Baseball was the one time in football. I was nice in football, but I just never really took it serious. I just catch. Like, I just went out there and could just catch the ball.
Right.
And then, you feel me? But I never really did anything with it. I could have. I just never did.
Bro, that.
Just
that,
like baseball. I could have and just never did.
That's kind of like, you know what I mean, gear behind I let, the brand. Like do that shit. Like, yo, just like, don't be afraid of failing. Don't be afraid of failing.
I let one know. I let one know. Tell me, you feel me, let me define, like, you feel me.
Yeah, like.
Something
you know,
that I love. And I really look back at that. And it's not to just, you know, sit back and tell you. It's for people listening. It's like, don't let, you feel me.
Fuck no. Do that shit. Like I tell people all the time that, like, yo, like. Fuck all that. Like, don't nobody know what they're doing until they do it. Yeah, I don't care. I could tell you all this. I could tell y'all. Y'all can listen to this and be like, yo, oh, he said go do this. But, like, and it's still going to turn out to be a fuck up probably in the beginning. Right? I could tell you everything to do. I can give you a list of everything to do. But you're going to fuck up that list. So you're going to have to make your own adjustments to your life to be able to make that. You know what I mean? That leap to be great or good at whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of like where the brand, you know what I mean, started to evolve to. You know what I'm saying? Oh, because I want people to do that. I believe in people being who they are because I believe that every person on this earth is a different puzzle piece.
I'm kind of like that. I want to bring the best out of every person.
Yeah, like that's what I want to do, and I want people to be who they are. You know what I mean? And people are subject to, you know what I mean, like being their surroundings, right?
Yeah.
So a hood nigga that stay in the hood is gonna be a hood nigga.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker behind those closed doors. Might like rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
Might like, you know, painting, but he's not gonna do it. You feel what I'm saying? Because his peers and where you know what I mean? People are afraid to be who they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And my one example is my one people's from college, right? Straight from North Philly, right? He was a hood nigga, straight from North Philly. Looked just like, I mean, he talked like, act like, right? Mm-hmm. Played around with none of that outside shit, like outside the hood shit. Like, you know? Yo, swear to God, bro, he moved out of North Philly, yo. Whole life change. Look nothing like North Philly. You feel me? And it's not that I'm saying that, like, you know what I mean? He changed who he was. He became who he was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because he started to do what he liked to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I like this, I'm going to do this. Uh-huh. And I ain't going to let people making fun of me, my squad around me. Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like that's where I think that we fail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? About, like, wearing, like, that type of wearing about everybody else. Like, fuck it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to do me. Like, motherfuckers to this day recognize me for doing me. That motherfuckers look at me and be like, yo, I accept you for who you are because I stand in that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't going to change who the fuck I am. This is what I like. Do I like some of the shit you like? Yeah. But I like what I like. And I'm going to do my version of what the fuck I like to do. And people respect that. And that's kind of like what the brand represents. You know what I mean? And stepping outside that comfort zone. Being what they say? Being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Facts. I live it every day. Like, I mean, I don't got no job. I'm a 9-to-5 dropout. Like, so if I don't hustle, I don't eat.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been in this shit. I've been doing my own thing, living my life for what, the last 7 years now? Yeah. I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years now. I'm coming up on my when they say it's 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And I see why. I'm though. About you six saying, right now I'm eating. Yeah. Now I'm not eating like to the point where everybody think you hear a statement like that and I'm falling. But like same time though, I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And now I'm about to come up on that point. Coming up on that point. But I get why they say that.
Yeah.
It's because it's a mindset thing that you gotta learn to be able to change that shit, that doubt. It takes a while to get rid of that doubt. Cause you, it's real, bro. I had it.
You gotta go through it.
And I can't teach you that.
And it's dark.
It is dark. You know what's crazy? They afraid of that dark.
It's dark. People don't want to face it. That shit,
you know what
dark.
I'm saying though? Like, that's why I'm saying though, like, you gotta look in that mirror and say, yo, you've been on some bullshit for the last 5 years.
Yes.
You feel me? Not like yo, I'm all right. Nah, motherfucker, you're not all right. Because you know, and deep down in that mind, you got goals.
Facts.
You want to be somewhere.
Yep.
How are you going to be to that point? I don't give a fuck where that is. Mm-hmm. If that's where you want to be in the mansion, if you want to be in that car, having your cake and eat it too don't work like that.
Weird.
Motherfucker, you're not going to be sitting up here clubbing every night and doing all that shit. And keeping up with the Joneses and think you want to be a millionaire.
Weird.
No millionaire does that. You know what I'm saying? Though? Like, nobody. They all had to sacrifice some shit, and I learned that, and I'm master sacrificing, and it's like, I'm on it. So that's kind of like where the brand, you know what I mean, kind of came from my that mindset and just how I kind of carry my life, you know what I mean? So risk taker is that, you know what I mean? Do what the fuck you want to do, you know what I mean? Stand on it and fuck what everybody else talking about. Do you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how you feel like the whole entrepreneurship, like, balance between the entrepreneur world and, like, being a single father, in a sense? Because we both going through the same shit, in a sense, because you said you've been doing entrepreneurship for about 7.
It's
I'm probably like, in, like, 5, 6.
I'm going to start it off like this. I want to let you know that if anybody is listening to this and wants to be an entrepreneur, it is not fucking easier. It's actually harder. But the reward at the end is ownership and financial freedom and you feeling better about life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's not easier. It's fucking harder because it's 24 hours. It ain't 8-hour day. But
I think that's what people get misunderstood. Where,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying? No, and that's damn, why I like, think that that's
I can
a
set
big
my own
thing.
Hours so
yeah,
I can work
a
like, when I want,
that's
but at the same
thing,
time,
yeah,
you're really working longer.
Working longer because this shit is nonstop in my mind. Like, I go to sleep dreaming about what the fuck I, you know what I mean? Like, so it's tough because I still gotta, you got a seed that you molding. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, cause if you let the world mold your seed, then that's when you get like some, like, how my child get like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm very conscious about, you know what I mean, how his future is gonna look.
Yeah.
I still mold it to where it's like, you're gonna do you, but at the same time, though, this is the mindset, and I try to eliminate doubt, I try to eliminate fear. You know what I mean? I try to eliminate those things by just educating him the things I go through. Like, I talk to my son about real shit, like that I go through every day. Like,
how old is your son?
My son 11. He 11. He'll be 12 in January. So, like, he my partner in my brand. Like, yeah, so, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's me and him. That's my partner. You feel what I'm saying? So with him, like, I just try to, you know, instill those type of, you know, those morals, those principles, that good character.
Yep.
Because, you know what I'm saying? That's what the niggas is lacking out here in this world. That's why they easily controlled. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I won't allow my son to look in the music video and say, I see that as that's what it is. I tell him that, like, that's just a music video.
Word.
Real life don't look like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, real life look like what your pop doing. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, we gonna have that much money. But we ain't got to look like that. You know what I'm saying, though? So it's definitely, he makes it easier for me.
Yeah.
It's tough from a parent's perspective, but far as, like, you know what I mean, how he like, is a good kid.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? He's smart.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really got to help this nigga with his homework. He wakes up on his own. He gets dressed. You know what I mean? Like, he's a beast. Like, he has, you know, I mean, he has his little, you know, ups and downs, but, like, I don't really got to, you know, go too crazy and worry about him on, you know, getting caught up in the bullshit. But, yeah, like, you know what I mean? I teach him about finances, like, you know what I mean? Like, saving your money, knowing how to invest your money.
Mm-hmm.
I teach him everything that I know they're not going to teach.
Exactly.
So, with that being said, that, like, I know he good. Like, I planted them seeds. Like it was funny because I get caught up in, like I said, I'm still nigga, right? So I get caught up. I tell people all the time because they think that, like, you know what I mean? We thinking we a bug. We still got flaws and we still fuck up.
Yeah.
But so it's these shorts that I wanted, right? They was like 150. These Eric Emanuel joints, right?
The joints you were talking about the other night.
Yeah. So my son said, so I was talking to my son. We was going to El Diablo get something to eat, right? And I was like, yo, should I go get these shorts? He was like, can you buy them twice and be good with it?
Right, Leek.
And I was like, I could buy them twice, but yeah, I couldn't be good with it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I wouldn't be able to justify that buy. Like, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, the fuck?
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So I was like, I dabbed that little nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I was a proud dad moment because it was just like, you kept me in line. You feel me?
Right,
and everything that I'm trying to do, those are the rewards that show me that I'm doing right as a parent.
Yeah.
For your 11-year-old to be able to, you know what I mean, say some shit like that to you, that, like, that's it was good, but it was just like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, shit, my 11-year-old talking to me. He learning. Yeah. He paying attention. You feel what I'm saying? Yep. So, like, it's all right. He makes my life, I mean, he don't give me no trouble. You know what I'm saying? But that's also because I parented from the rip. Like, I was planting those seeds at 3, 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, staying, like, repetition on him. And then now, like, I set it up that way. I was conscious about the way I'm raising my son. So that I told myself, like, I don't want to have to be worried about where he at or worried about what he doing. Mm-hmm. Damn, I got to go to the principal's office. And damn, that was me when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was the one fighting every day, getting suspended every other day. Mm-hmm. It was one point in time I was more out of school than I was in school because I was fighting all the time. You know what I mean? Because a motherfucker looked at me wrong or a motherfucker said something to me crazy and I just pop off.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't it. You know what I mean? That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he making shit easier for me.
Hey.
You know what I mean? So it ain't as bad. I just feel bad for the ones that ain't parenting, that ain't in their kids. Like, because they the ones I see out in the public when they be wilding. And I be like, shh, that couldn't be me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to tighten that shit up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? He 11. My son only had 3 beatings in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's 11 years, only 3 beatings.
Yeah.
I know motherfuckers.
Serious beatings.
Yeah. Right, serious beatings,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I know motherfuckers. I see kids that should be beat every 5 minutes. So, like, I'd be like, man, I couldn't deal with that. But yeah, nah, that shit ain't, it ain't, it's tough because, you know what I mean? You can't get too caught up in one thing over. He helps me with balance, with you know, being an entrepreneur and being a parent. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Cause I can't get caught up in it. I want to. I want to just be like work 24 hours. I want to just be like, yo, let's get it. But you can't, you know what I mean? You still got to, you know what I mean, order that seed.
That's what I'm going through right now. Like, dealing with that whole, like, trying to go out and get it. But at the same time, I got a young boy. Like,
yeah, you
got
to remember,
and
too.
And then mine, like, he ain't even 11. He 2.
So that means, you know, it's crazy.
He need all hands on deck. But at the same time, he's
open
so
right now,
but
too.
He's so smart at the same time. Like, he know that certain times daddy about to leave and go to work. So right. Sometimes he'd be like, I might put my hoodie on. He'd be like, okay, bye. See you later.
I'm
like,
right.
Sometimes I'm like, I ain't even going nowhere. But he conscious of knowing, like, all right, certain times I gotta leave.
I got to go.
So that kind of helps me at the same time. But at the same time, I'm thinking like, oh, I still got a young boy. Like, he not at the age where he can take care of himself. Like,
right.
So I got to make sure that he good. I got to make sure that he there aware. Like, I'm still here.
Right.
But I'm out here trying to get it for you.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the balance for me. Like, once he get to that point where I feel like how he's 11 and everything like that, or 9, 10, like, all right, cool. I can dip and do this, and he already know, like, all right, just call me if you need something, da da da.
Right.
But
right, yeah, I mean, you just gotta, I just wanted to say to you though, like, this is the time where you try to instill the most, because around through psychology, I mean, I went to school, I studied.
Here you go with the psychology.
Nah,
shit.
You got to, because I believe that psychology is.
I'm into it too.
So
I'm into it too.
So that age of 2 to 4, 2 to 5,
yeah,
is when their mind is wide open.
Yeah.
So drop as many seeds as you can right now, so that like they'll start to grow.
Mm-hmm.
By 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you'll be at that point where he'll be like, yo, daddy said this to me already.
Yeah.
Daddy already put that in my mind.
Yeah.
And then he sees you, right? Because they go by seeing and hearing, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? And to,
yeah,
a point where it's just like, now I'm only going by what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? So just plant those seeds now and you're going to be good by time.
I mean, I'll be doing all that now. Like, I'll be talking to him even though I know he might not understand everything I'm saying, but he
understands.
He know for the most part. Like,
he just can't let you know he understand. He
that too,
it.
Probably. That
he
too.
Get it.
But nah, he definitely get it. He definitely understand. Like, when I say certain shit to him, and it's like a okay situation, he'd be like, okay, daddy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you understand, but you are more so understand when you get a little older type shit.
You saying you got one on the way. No?
We good.
But nah. Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it's gonna be though. Just plant them seeds now so that, you know what I mean, it's less you got to, you know what I mean, worry about in the future.
But I got two already though.
Yeah,
I got the two already. And the one, my oldest one, he 4, but that's my young boy. Like, that's my little partner. Yeah, it's my little partner right there.
See, and that's when.
But my young boy, like the youngest one, Creed, he 1. That's my boy too, though. But they both my boys. You feel me? They just different age. You feel me? Like,
right,
you feel
right,
me?
Right,
I guess
right.
It's like a different type of thing, though. You feel me? Right. I could talk more. You feel me? A little bit with my 4-year-old. I can't talk much with my.
Yeah. That's how I be though. Like, I just kept saying stuff like, I just can't wait till, you know what I mean, get to the age where I can kind of like have that conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'll be saying.
And
like,
now that I can, like, because I like those be like where you can like kind of really say something.
Yeah.
And you don't got to feel like, yeah, he don't get it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? It ain't really like that no more. Like, now I know, like, all right, bro, listen, this is how we need to do things. This is what we doing. This is, you know what I mean? The most I got to worry about now is him is just. Just pick it up after yourself, like shit like that. Like,
yo, the crazy thing for me is I sometimes forget my son is only 4. Man, this little boy look like he older, and I'm like, shit. I'm like, yeah, you are. You feel me? Like, you feel me? You only 4. And I'm thinking that. I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. Like, yeah, I'm thinking you 10 or something. Like, you older, you 8. You feel me? You look bigger than what you is. Like, it's different. Like, my 1-year-old look like he like 3.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I was looking at the picture that
it's crazy.
Mozzie and Lux took. I'm like, yo, they look like they the same age.
It's like, crazy. Like,
Right. When they was on, when they went trick or treat, I'm looking at the picture like, yo, Mozzie is damn near the same height as Lux. It's
crazy.
And they both look like they older than what they are. Like Lux probably look like he like 6. Right. Mozzie look like he probably 4 or 5, but he only 2. I'm like, damn, yeah, this shit crazy.
Yeah, just,
but then they smart at the same time, yeah. So that don't even help. Like,
yeah,
my 1 year old man, it's crazy.
Just playing them seeds, man. Playing them seeds, man.
My young boy know how to do everything, and it'd be shocking to me because I'd be like, damn, I ain't even know.
They definitely,
how to do that.
They definitely like, gonna be old, like tech as far as like with this technology, like tech savvy.
He like, got it. He not yeah. called me on his.
And that's what I'm saying.
He
got
a
search
shit.
Make him,
I'll be like, yo,
that's gonna make him way more advanced.
At 2, my young boy was
like they know how to work an iPad.
Yeah.
Like you can't leave your phone around them over they all know.
They
your
call
it
people like,
yeah, like,
yo, what's up?
Yeah, and like, it's yo, a genuine thing, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, bro,
go too much.
Yeah, put my shit down. Word, like get on your iPad.
I showed him how to. His mom put a code on his iPad. So nobody try to sell it when he is at school with him. So I showed him how to put it in. Bro, he know how to get in there already. Like I'll be like, all right, let me put your password. Nah, daddy, I got it. Like, oh, okay. I don't even need to help you no more. Like
right, I was at
the shop one day, he called me on his iPad. I'm thinking it's my mom calling me for me because he wanna talk to me or something. Nah. He called me himself, like, hey, daddy. Yeah. Like, what's up, fat man? I'm like, what you doing? He's like, I'm watching TV. I'm like, oh, all right.
Right,
He's like, my mom, daddy on the phone. I'm like, yo, this young boy crazy. Yeah. Like,
they advanced, like, because that's crazy, yo. We ain't had that technology.
Yeah,
and all that shit then, so.
Yeah.
But they way advanced, yo. They was, like, he was using, around those ages. Like, you be looking like. I mean, your damn grandma.
Exactly. You know like, I'm trying to tell her how to like turn the FaceTime joint off so he can't keep calling me because he just keep calling me. She's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, well, he know how to do it, so you can't show him. Like, once you show him, it's a wrap. He gonna know how to turn it off and turn it on. He gonna be calling everybody on the phone. Nah.
Right. Yeah, man. But other than that, it's good, man. It's tough. I mean, entrepreneurship in general, it ain't.
Let's go on the relationships.
What about them? Cause it's different nowadays.
How different? Yeah, how different? It's different now.
I don't think we got enough time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the way of the world, man. Like they getting caught up in the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Though, like females really, you know, categorize men as all the same, and that's why like. You know, a good one got to struggle to find a good female in his life. You know what I mean? Like,
especially in this life.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Like I ain't hear this new Summer Walker, but that's all I keep seeing.
Bro,
like,
I'm sick and tired. I ain't gonna lie. I listen to it, bro. I don't know.
I gotta listen to it. You know why?
Some of the songs, I'm like, oh, I was.
You
oh,
gotta
all
listen
right.
to it. You know why? Cause you gotta understand. Even if you gotta have that conversation. Cause like right now, if somebody tried to have a conversation about it, I wouldn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
But I see people saying more like I listen to her. That shit made
that's
me more baby. Like people talking about like don't hit your ex up. I'm more like I'm gonna cuss my ex out listening to this shit. That's how I'm more like motherfucker. Like.
Yeah, I gotta listen to it before I can like. But like I just see all the memes and stuff, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I just see like, and I get a lot of my, like, I guess my. Cheat code of seeing like you know before I listen to it I see all the memes I'm like alright this is what I'm on guard
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at like alright these females is acting like this so let me listen for let me see
it
what they talking about
it wasn't all that but it was alright I guess
as far as product like it wasn't the whole joint as a whole project
yeah I don't know.
Oh, I got
listen to it. So.
I don't know. I try to listen to it. I don't know. I never really listened to Summer Walker though. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I listen to her.
I might got a couple tracks by Summer Walker. Like maybe
I couldn't even tell you the name of Summer
Walker. Did she do the joint with one joint with Tory Lanez? That joint. She did a joint with like Tory Lanez. That was all right. But. I ain't listen to her like a whole.
She got some songs. It's all right. Some songs.
Yeah,
on
like she like yeah. she got like some songs that's maybe all right, but it ain't like. Whole
she probably
project.
Got a song I like. I don't even know it's her or not. But I couldn't tell you a name of her song.
Y'all hear about the Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the? It's a picture. Like,
did you see the video that the boy they dragged out?
Nah, it's some crazy shit, bro. Like, it's his picture.
A picture of hell or something?
Yeah, and it's Travis Scott in hell. It's a comparison of Travis Scott in hell. Like,
seen that.
His setup. Yeah. It's like the big open mouth he got.
Yeah.
It's that. But they saying that, like, they compare that to, like, some devil John. Like, it's just devil.
So, I mean.
Because he was, like, still humming the song or something. Like,
yeah, he was still singing with people.
Yeah, like, he was still singing.
Yeah. But, like,
I seen him just post an apology. And
but my thing
like,
is, though. But my thing is, though, people got to realize is, yo, like, don't get it twisted. That ain't nothing new. You feel what I'm saying? Like, don't get it twisted. Michael Jackson concerts.
Yeah,
they was doing it. They was dying. People was passing out. People was dying. Like, cause of the capacity of people, they getting smushed.
They saying all types of shit, like drugs and all that.
So it's just like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. Like, and I don't want them to try to say I hold Travis accountable.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And that's what I feel like from the outside looking in of just reading it from like you know Twitter and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like people just talking like it's his fault. Like.
How do you control all that big capacity of people? Like, how do you control that?
You can't. As an artist, look how the one group of people bust through that shit. I see that shit was funny.
When they was walking down the
when they was like, so you know how you gotta like Mike gotta come through the metal detectors to go into the concert, right?
Yeah.
So these motherfuckers just decided to just bust through that shit. And you just see this one security guard just like boom. Like they just busting past and I'm like, motherfucker, get out the way.
Yeah, you move.
Next motherfucker moves. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, ain't nothing you can do. If 100 motherfuckers bust through the gate,
yeah.
What the fuck you gonna do? You know what I mean? Like you know, so it's just like yeah, I don't know. You can't control them people. And then, you know, then you're dealing with the younger generation. Like, these motherfuckers, like, they far as their fucking level, is worse than ours.
Yeah.
We, you know what I'm saying? It's way worse than ours. Like, we,
they
like,
gotta,
yeah.
give a shit.
Like we didn't give a shit with a hint of, I don't know.
I think about this.
Yeah, like, like, that motherfucker's like, man, I don't give a fuck. Like, like we going that's why probably why these people got trampled. You know what I'm saying? Cause these motherfuckers but like, yeah, this next generation they I fuck with the fuck it, right?
Yeah.
I just like at least
it's just a level.
Shit.
It's
like,
just
yeah,
a level.
Like you know what I mean? Like yeah. like all right, let's do that shit to something like it's gonna change the world type yeah. shit. Like but like they fucking level is at an all time high and I love it. I love that shit. Like I love watching that shit. Like these little motherfuckers be like, I don't give a fuck. They be out here dancing in front of you motherfuckers yeah. like, I don't give a fuck about nobody looking at me. I'm just like this, boom, boom, boom. And I'm just like I couldn't do that shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, these motherfuckers staring at me. These motherfuckers walking past these motherfuckers.
I'd be having a problem taking a picture of them.
Yeah.
Facts. Like, stand there, take a picture of everybody walking past, looking at you.
Our like, generation, right? Like, when you see, like, motherfuckers taking pictures and doing shit, you'd be like, where the fuck was this motherfucker at? Like, it looked like he was right up the street, but I ain't see that motherfucker outside. But these little motherfuckers, you'd be like, you look right out your window and be like, oh, look, they dancing right there. Set that motherfucker phone up on a car or some shit or a step.
Facts.
And be just dancing, be like, doing they shit, but yeah, I seen that shit. I was just like, damn, that's fucked up. Like, but I mean, that crowd was fucking huge. That shit was crazy. So I know motherfuckers got pushed all, pinched all up in that shit. Mm. Yeah, I see, but I did see the one video of a motherfucker they dragged up to the front. This motherfucker was already black and blue. I was like, yeah, that motherfucker gone. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers doing CPR. Gone. Like, motherfuckers that's alive don't look like that. But that shit crazy.
But all right, so back to the relationships.
Yeah,
like how's dating as a with a kid, in a sense, or yeah. how's it been?
I ain't gonna so. I feel like if she show me that she's worth, you know, me making them adjustments, I do.
Yeah.
But if she is on some bullshit with it or some selfish shit with it, then it's hard because like one, my son come first and some joints don't really understand that. You know what I mean? They be like, yeah, but I mean second weekend we couldn't. It's like, hey, I got my son. And we ain't at the point where
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, where you showing me that you thorough enough to even meet my son. Facts. Because look at the way you acted.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I need you to respect the fact that I got a son. Mm-hmm. And I respect the fact
I'm
that
I'm a father first.
I'm a father first, but I'm a single dad. And I'm on the end of, you know how these women be talking about, I'm a single mom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't discredit that. Don't get that twisted. But at the same time, though, I am you. So I'm just as equal as you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm a single dad. Everything I got, he goes with his mom every other weekend. So he's with me most of the time. So
shit, I wish I had that shit.
What, every other week,
yeah, whatever you got.
Oh, what, man, I got going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I set it up that way, but you know, sometimes I'll be like, dang, what did I set up? And I just like, just to keep it a beat.
What did
you,
I set up?
Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all make it seem like I'm trying to put this shit out there like I'm perfect. You know what I mean? Like I'm a perfect dude and I don't have these thoughts. Like, you know what I mean? I do be like, sometimes I be like, I'm still nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I be like, damn, I do want to go out. Like, yo, I do want to be.
I'm still a nigga.
Yo, I'm still a nigga. Like, yo, that's why I tell people all the time, yo. Like,
he said, yo, what I set up, still a nigga.
I'll never tell a female I'm different. Like, you know how motherfuckers be like, yo, I'm different than this nigga. Like, no, I ain't different. I'm just better at it. I'm just better at being honest with my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on how they carry it. Like, you know what I mean? If they thorough enough. They, you know what I'm saying? No, they gotta, you know, respect the fact that I'm a single dad and that my son come first. And if it goes a couple weekends, like, how you gonna act?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is you gonna get petty and be like, oh, I can't do this?
Yeah.
It is what the fuck it is. Like, I catch you when I catch you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But the thorough ones is gonna be like, yo, I understand. And this phone convo that we, you know what I mean, we bust it up on, or this FaceTime, we rock out, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's definitely wishy washy, like I said, with a mixture of this new mindset of women.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely tough, like, you know. But you know.
So what's the question? You don't got them on your phone, bro.
One of the questions was like, all right, what's a method you use when you try to double back on some old pussy? Right.
Yeah. Oh, what?
We live, baby. We ain't wasting no time. Pull me in on the shot. Yeah, we going straight live. We going straight down with it. So, what methods do you use when you try and double back on some old pussy? You feel me? You ain't got to expose the sauce, but if you got a story that you was like, all right, this one joint that I probably liked, or this isn't the third I let go, like, how did you finagle the bagel to get back?
Like, that's tough.
It's tough?
That's tough, because that's real. I mean, I ain't going to hold you. That's a real combo.
We real uncut and authentic. You feel
nah, it's just...
I'm tripping. Am I tripping, y'all? I'm not tripping. Was there an easier woman for that? You just went straight to it. Okay. We're going to leave that one. We're going to hold that one. We're going to put it in the pocket.
What was the other one? What did it say? Come too fast or something? He said, what happened? How do you explain that?
Yeah, how do you explain nothing too fast?
That's another one. I compliment them.
Oh, we can go to the girls.
I compliment them. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Now, don't get it twisted.
That's my shot.
Yeah, that's yours.
Okay.
I mean.
Cheers to y'all.
Definitely cheers.
You ain't taking another one? You good?
Mm-hmm. Straight?
Okay. Yeah, because that shit hit different.
Yeah. 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
12 years.
But yeah, nah, I hold that back.
Like, turn it sideways. It can get y'all in it if you turn it sideways.
I definitely, Damn. Yeah. Well, hey, man, we're gonna figure this shit out somehow, some way. Fuck that. They can hear me. Bro, I mean, I give them the compliment. That don't happen too often, but if it do, then that shit was jumping. Mm-hmm. I ain't even gonna hold you. That shit had to been jumping. If I bust that fast, then it was lit.
It was lit.
So,
okay.
I mean, I gotta applaud her. But don't get it twisted, though. We going right back in.
Respectfully.
Yeah, if I go out fast, right, we're going respectfully.
And then that time, we going to go ahead and go to Pound Town.
I know.
We're going to Pound Town. Because, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. It ain't going to happen twice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I know if it do, it was this one time, it was this one joint that, like, yo, for some reason, yo, her shit was just that jumping. Oh man, like yo, your boy would have
put that right there.
Your boy had to really, or you could put it under that.
Nah, put that.
Yeah, man. Like one time that shit was so jumping, man. It's like it really was crazy. It really was crazy. I was just like, yo, man, like her shit jumping. Like yeah, some joints is just that shit jump, but then some joints, you know, that shit whack. That shit whack, and you know, and
but sometimes you ain't never. It's a difference. But we got to describe. It's a difference. Right, so it's a difference between like, all right, we really trying to make an impression. All right, we just trying, you know, get some.
It depends on like, you know what I mean, because we still niggas, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, so we ain't gonna get away from that. But at the same time, though, we gonna keep it a beam, right? Like, some joints we just did it to just do it. Like, we was curious. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and then it's just like, I don't even want you to be on my dick. You feel me? And so I'm gonna go ahead and give you whatever. Yeah. I mean, this whatever.
Maybe the sloppy pickle.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go. I don't fuck if you talk about me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get plenty of joints enough where it's like, I really don't give a fuck, bitch. You can like, yo, this nigga was whack. Like, bitch, I know. That's what I gave you. You feel me? Like, you gonna be like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like,
I know what you're
talking
about.
But there was one joint, though? Yeah. Now, we gonna put them in the category of Pound Town. You feel me? The ones that get that Pound Town. Yeah. Oh, we want you on my dick. I want you calling me right after. I want you to be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I really ain't trying to leave. Like that joint that like came over with the intentions of maybe leaving.
Yeah.
But nah, we're going to take you to Pound Town, so you go ahead and stay. I'm going to hit you in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, damn right. It's levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? No, I want females to know that. Like, yo, don't get it twisted, motherfucker. We the same. Y'all always try to separate us, but we the same. Y'all do the bullshit for us. We do the bullshit to y'all. Point blank period. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, I ain't going to shy away from that. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all act like y'all know something that we don't know. Nah, we don't give a fuck. Like,
what did they say?
No, they in there snapping. They in there snapping. Like, this bull is snapping. Yeah. You probably was one of them that got this. It's like, nah.
But nah, yo.
Nah, yeah. I give them a compliment, though. You know what I'm saying? If I go ahead and bust it, like, and early for me is still not, like, I don't know.
Let me talk about the last time. What did we talk about that in the last podcast?
What?
Like, what's the quickest you went out?
Oh, yeah, that was the last one.
What's the quickest you went out?
What's up, y'all?
I might have been like, so realistically, right? Realistically, a good 30, 40 minutes to me is like long now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it's kind of long.
Like 10, 15, like
the quickest, that's the quickest you ever went out?
10, like 10 was like, yeah, like I ain't never banged out like
I went out five minutes, three, four, shit. I told you, I said in the podcast, I could count my strokes when I went out, boy.
On some real shit, like in certain situations, I wish I could just do that. I would be like, yo, I'm just doing this shit just to do this shit.
No, this was like that.
God damn, yeah, her shit must have been crazy. Like I ain't never had no like 2 minute, like 1 minute jump.
Shit. I own it.
Nah, but no, like don't get it twisted.
I go again. You go again.
Twisted, like motherfuckers you go out do quick. That shit. I go motherfuckers again. Banged out. Females tell motherfuckers they banged out in 1-2 minutes. Like motherfuckers, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just was always on my shit. Like, sometimes I be wishing I don't go that long. Like, I be like, yo, I'm trying to get the fuck up out of this and go to sleep or get the fuck away from here. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know what I mean? But yeah, dog. Like I guess it's like 5-10 minutes, like something like that, like 10 minutes. And that was rough.
You said that was rough.
Yeah, because I was trying not to, but that shit just happened. That shit was just like, man, look, boy, this shit jumping. It's over for you. It's over for you. You know what I'm saying? I try to take it out to stop it from going, but she be like. As soon as I get back in, I'll be like, damn, nah, it's over.
Damn.
Yeah, I ain't gonna keep having to do these pauses and shit.
They got anything for us in there?
I got some topics y'all want us to talk about on this joint, you know.
What she say?
We going live, baby. We going live.
What that ex Joey say?
You should put the Jones on there. Go live with some.
Yo, who trying to go live with us? What's up? Tap in. Oh, we got one. Oh.
Let him ask a question. Let the people ask a question.
Let y'all jump on and ask a question, man.
Ask the question. Ask the question. Let the people ask a question.
Ask
y'all in. You're going to be on the live. Yeah, ask a question.
Ask your questions.
Put the John on the mic.
You got a question?
I don't know. They dying.
You playing. We about to log off on you. It's over. How you check off this?
You got the X. No, you got
not that X.
You got, I don't know.
Yeah. You got a question?
No, just wanted to say hi.
What's up?
Appreciate you.
Click the error.
Appreciate.
What's up? What's up,
Christian? What's up, y'all?
Click the error. No, the arrow up the top.
Oh, the right there next to the red joint.
And then,
whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, tap in. We doing questions on live.
We gotta ask Drewski how to do that joint, cause he be banging on motherfuckers. Don't he be like, no, you on some bullshit? I'll be like, right.
Who next?
Who next, man? Who next?
Yeah, somebody was on there. Was it who that? What's that? Oh, that's old.
Him fucking it up. They ain't asking no question right there. He just asked.
Yeah, that's you and crazy.
What makes y'all lose attraction to a female you've been in a relationship with for a long time? What makes you lose attraction to a female you've been in a relationship with a long time?
Oh, shit.
Lack of mental stimulation.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like you ain't trying to grow, if I feel like you ain't moving forward in life and all that, like, yo, I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. That's how I kind of like ended my relationship, like 3 years. Like that shit wasn't she wasn't evolving. Well, I mean, at least you know with me, you know what I mean. So that shit was like unattractive to me. Like I don't give a fuck how bad you is. You know what I'm saying? Like I know bad females that it just ain't moving nowhere, and it's just like pointless. You know what I mean? I don't want I ain't one of them bulls that just want a trophy. You feel me?
Her.
Lack of communication. Lack of understanding.
Like that. Yeah, man, that's big.
Big. For me, that's like one lack of understanding. Like, especially for me, like being as though like I don't work a normal 9-to-5. Like I'm an entrepreneur, like you said. Like I've been doing this shit for a little while now. Like so for me it's more so about understanding like where my situation is. Like I'm gonna hold it down regardless, but at the same time I want you to understand, like, all right, I am working on something that's different than the normal, like.
Yeah,
this ain't the normal, typical shit that everybody does.
You
so.
Know what? One thing I hate, yo, is when a female responds to me being an entrepreneur, like it ain't nothing.
Exactly.
Like they be like,
you ain't
all
got
you
no,
do
you,
like
yeah.
All you do is or you acting like you can't. And,
yeah, you ain't doing nothing. Like, you got all the time in the day. Like you can make your own schedule.
And
like,
then the lack of understanding how we got to use social media to grow our platform, like to grow our business, like I hate social media.
That's the thing.
But the thing
I
is,
hate
you
it,
use, like, you can hate it, but
I hate
if
it.
You use it properly. So,
but I be on some shit like. I want to delete it, but it's like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, without
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Like, because unfortunately, that's the way the world going. You feel what I'm saying? So you kind of, but you just got to change your mindset towards it. So, I mean, my first half of using social media and shit like that, like, was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm just looking at females, and I'm just looking at this, and I'm looking at that. Like, that's a black hole. You know what I mean? But if you're going to use it as, like, saying, studying people to learn how to market to people, you know what I mean? Like, social media marketing is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Or being able to see what's going on out here in this world, seeing how to, you know, get your product out there, get your information out there. Like social media is good if you're gonna use it like that. But if you're using it for like
bullshit,
then yes. You know what I mean? I hate social media. Like, you know what I mean?
That's how I was at first.
Yeah.
But I still just that's why I'm like.
Yeah, like
I took this damn break.
How you feel like how do you feel like for a female they ask to get like a man to open up more, like about their feelings? Because I guess some of them feel like, being as though you know, like the typical stipulation on men is like, we hold everything in, which we do. Which but it's because we go through so much shit.
When we do give you whatever we trying to give you, like whatever level that is, be understanding and don't respond to it as like, you know, and be judgmental towards it. Because that's what makes us go back in our shell, right? You're going to be like just whatever. I don't know what it might, you know what I mean, it might be. But if a motherfucker open up to you and you be like, you like rip about it, or you just like kind of like attack it, yeah, then it's going to make me be like, this is why I don't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I don't want to express myself and show you who I really am, and then you just like tear it up.
Respond to it.
That's definitely a fact.
I want you to be like, you know what? This ain't my, like I said, we know different. You feel what I'm saying? Like y'all just like, that's what y'all want from us. Y'all want us to be like, listen to y'all and be like, and have a genuine opinion about what's going on with you saying. We want the same thing. But at the same time, we just is more subject to holding on a little bit longer to, you know what I mean, not opening up, not letting that shit out there. So it's just like, just being understanding and non-judgmental. Because that a female will fucking tear your shit up if you say some shit. You know, bull.
Communication.
Yes.
How do you feel like...
I struggle with it.
How do you feel like it's... I mean, we all struggle with it.
But based off of the same thing, the last thing you just said, like for opening up, like I struggle with it because it's like I'm already thinking like, you know, she not gonna get it.
Yeah.
So it's not. A lot of people don't.
We back. That my bad. Like, technical difficulty.
A lot of people don't realize that, yo, you don't love yourself, yo.
A lot of women use that's real shit.
But a lot of
I just learned that. I just went through this whole.
I feel like a lot of women use our openness as a weapon too, though.
Hell yeah.
A weapon. Openness. Yeah. Like,
oh, most definitely. Yeah, oh, like
somebody
too.
Just said that too, though.
Speaking of that.
A lot of people use, like, a lot of females use what we tell them as, like, a weapon against us.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's exactly why we shut the fuck down. That's another reason why. Because it's like, I just opened up to you and told you some shit. And then all of a sudden, something come up and you spiteful motherfucker going to say, well, you is this, this. And I'll be like, oh, motherfucker, I just told you this shit and, like, trying to open up and show you that I can communicate and all this. And then you go and throw that shit in my face. Oh yeah, nah, I'm definitely not talking to you no more. Like,
it's over, huh?
It's a done bun. You feel me?
It's a done bun.
You know what I'm saying? It's over. Like, I'm really great. You like, I don't really give a fuck about you say, oh, this motherfucker, this, I don't care. Because you don't respect it anyway.
Yeah.
So why the fuck should I care? You know what I mean? But yeah, that shit right there hurt. That shit hurts, bro. That shit hurt. But that motherfucker like trying to be like, yo, I just told you some real shit. And then you just go ahead and threw that shit in my face.
How you feel about open relationships?
Open?
Yes.
Nah, I'm good.
So, yeah, I'm good too. But if somebody asked the question, so I'm just.
Somebody asked that?
Yes. What's your opinion?
That's like a male or a female? That's
like Will and Jada
shit.
That's
Will and Jada shit.
I don't want no Jada.
A woman or a male asked that? A dude or a girl asked that?
I think a guy asked it and a female asked it.
Oh, two people.
No Jadas.
Like two, three people that asked the same question.
Oh yeah, I'm not
open.
With
open relationships, marriage, like
I'm
shit
not
like
with
that.
All that, cause I mean, I like for real, like I ain't really.
I'm cool off
into
of
that.
It.
I'm not into that. Like I mean, that,
if, you,
I hate
if
that
I'm with
female,
you mind, you like, shit.
Yeah,
it better
like,
not
I,
be
I
nobody else
that.
Cracking that.
We fall under. Like I said, they put us all in one pot. You know what I mean? They saying all men would probably want. Nah, motherfucker, I'm cool. I want my life to be easy. Like let's just kick it and be friends and be able to fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I'll put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Good sex, good combo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, and a good hustle. That's all I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? Or like, so we could travel the world and go ahead and enjoy life.
That's
build memories.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the
I ain't,
fact though.
I ain't with all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, I struggle with I got trust issues, but not like that surface layer trust issues, right? Not like that shit. Like I'm worried about you cheating on me and all that shit. Cause I believe if you're gonna cheat, then oh well, I'm a bounce, and that's gonna be what it's gonna be. But I got trust issues that you're gonna tell me how you really feel. You feel what I'm saying? Like a lot of people will be like, all right, I'm all right, or tell you some bullshit to try to say that I'm trying to save your feelings or protect your feelings and all that shit. Like don't protect that. Tell me the truth. You know, if you don't like some shit or if you like some shit or anything, just tell me that shit. Or if I'm doing some bullshit, be able to check me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and not on no bullshit ass way. Like, you ain't gonna come at me.
I like that, though. Yeah. I like when they check me.
Yeah, like I love like when a woman can like be like, you want some dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We shit. On that level. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you're not going to disrespect me.
That's
when the barriers come. Like, hold up. I feel a little. Exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean? Now, one last one. Before we, I know we probably running up on time. How you feel about partners going through each other's phone? Like, do you do that? Have you done that? Do you respect that? Do you care about it? Like, what's your opinion on
it? When it get to the point where it's gonna be my one, I ain't gonna give a fuck. Like when it's gonna my one, I put that ring on it, and it's gonna she my lady.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. You can hold my phone. You can take my phone and wait for the weekend if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But up until that point, we ain't nobody on that level. You feel what I'm saying? But like, yeah, when it get to that carrot on that ring, you know what I'm saying? Like on that finger, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I feel like shit. If I go through your phone, I already don't trust you.
Well, nah.
So it's something.
Oh, so
it's
you saying like on that level? Yeah, like if go I
gotta
through your
if
phone.
If I gotta go through your phone or. Look through your phone because I have like a suspicion, or you might have a suspicion that I'm doing something.
Trust me. If it's on that type time, no. But I'm just saying, to the where point I where you. I could be like, my phone ringing. My phone ringing is like, babe, get my phone. Yeah. Like, pick up and tell him, you know what I mean? Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Like,
I've done
like,
that.
No, I'm just saying, like, some motherfuckers can't at all. Yeah, like, motherfuckers can't even say, babe, touch my phone. Like, motherfuckers are like,
are you on my phone?
Yeah, like, I don't want to live like that. That sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta act like that and shit. You know what I mean? What? Oh, that's somebody on there. Yeah, I don't want to be like that, yo.
How you feel about a poly relationship?
A what?
Poly.
Poly.
Yeah.
I don't
like you got two girlfriends type shit. Origin.
I thought about that before.
I thought about it in theory. That's
you want some cool will shit.
Yeah,
I just thought about it, but I was like, that'd be too much.
Yeah,
too
in much. Theory, that's cool. Like, yeah. You know what I mean, to you know. Still nigga shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's cool. But, like, in real life, reality, fuck no. Because it's just, we already talking about what we got to deal with one female.
Yeah.
Now we got to deal with that with, like, I mean, I learned that I can't be talking to a bunch of females at a time.
That's why I was like, it's a lot.
Yeah. Like,
that's why it's a lot.
I can't even do that. Y'all motherfuckers want all my time. How the fuck am I going to have time for myself?
That's a fact. All right, so, you know, pour me another shot. We're going to take another shot, you feel me? We're going to end it off on a shot. Good Sunday, you know.
Good Sunday.
Hopefully y'all enjoyed the episode.
Yeah,
give us some feedback. Let us know. We got Mr. Risk Taker himself on this episode.
You know what I'm saying? I know y'all popping, so if I say this on here, my shit going to go jumping. So I'm going to say this shit. You know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and follow me.
Speak in peace, man. Speak in peace.
Listen, we on live and we on this joint. You can go follow me at Risk Takers Co. You know what I'm saying? On IG. You know what I mean? WRISTTAKERS Co. CO. Go follow me. You know what I mean? Check out the gear. Check out everything I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole movement. It ain't just a clothing line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, talk your shit.
It's
talk
definitely
your shit.
Energy when I put this shit in
big
there.
Big pressure.
And listen, I want to let you know that I make this shit by hand, like, right? You know what I mean? I do everything from scratch. You know what I mean? So it ain't like a typical.
Oh, 101 shit.
Or what? Like, you know what I mean?
Hello.
I believe in nobody looking the same. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Everybody looking different. So fuck with me. Risk Takers. Go.
Got you throwing them on most of my strength different. She says she want the drink and that's a piece I'm drinking. Pass around gang, I don't want to shit be geeking. Always stuck to the code, never fold, I need them see no. Small fucker talk crazy, I turn up, I've been no peace. My niggas are lost up in the street shit. Middle finger to ups, they love the hate, it's needed. Sick, I'm the wave and they can't swim in the deep end. Pull up with they flexing so clean, saying she eating. All my soapy shit, wanna get niggas back. Cool cat, fess me up and I'ma shoot that. Niggas so crazy they could get booked like a school bag. Since a young, I've been thugging and bugging like two bags.